of the hobby that is outside the amateur radio band. All these different things that you can tune into. Safety all the way up to light and everything else in between. The reason why we don't talk about amateur radio on this net is because we can talk about that at any time during the week. So we're going to talk about who's on these different frequencies, what kind of equipment you can use to tune them in, and what are all the different things that you hear, what they mean, and one another.
Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic.
WHYWC, Don in Manhattan, no traffic.
Okay, anything to K3GLW and WHYWC? Anybody else?
And 1ML's at Bob in Milford, Connecticut. Good evening, Charlie. I have a comment.
KA2UIJ, Jim, Lodi, New Jersey, no traffic.
Okay, additionally we have N1MLZ and KA2UIJ. Anyone else? Okay, again, if you're having trouble getting into the net for whatever reason, please use their email address, which is nycxa@yahoo.com, and we'll check that email address periodically as we go along. WA2SQQ is on the road, so you should be here shortly. So I'll check how we stand by for it, and one end on that. Go ahead, Bob.
Digital scanner, so kind of have to learn a lot of, you know, how to program it, but got the say right now is the encryption mute works great. It's one of the reasons why I picked it up, so it's working great as far as that goes. Don't hear the annoying encryption noise anymore, so it's kind of nice. But I'll have more reports on it in the future. Like I said, I just got it, so I'm still getting acquainted with it here, Charlie. So that's about it over here. Back to you.
You know, Bob, ever since they made these scanners with all these bells and whistles over the past 10 years, I don't think any of us have ever mastered every single feature of the radio. It's just been, you know, some things you just don't use all the time, some things, you know, it's just the nature of the beast. I know there's still some functions in the 396 and the 996 that I really don't use, because the purposes that I need it for is, you know, a little superfluous. But I do like things like the close call feature, especially with the 396 whenever I have to travel around. I've been able to root out quite a few things with that function.
Yeah, it's worked good on my 246 unit, and I think it seems like it's the same type system as far as the close call goes. Different than the GRE close call, or I guess they call it something different, but it seems to be a different type of capture. But it seems to work good. So like I said, I had it for a day here, but I like the 246 close call, so I know what you're talking about. It works good.
Well, let us know how things go, Seth. I know there's probably a few people sitting around hoping that they find that under the tree at the end of the month. Probably putting pictures of it all over the house to remind their family members, hey, this is something I really like.
Yeah, I remember years ago when there was a radio that I wanted, and my buddy and I or whatever wanted. We used to make a cardboard cutout of it and kind of paint the picture of it and hold it in our hands and just to feel like what it would feel like if we had the radio. So I remember those days.
Comment.
Go ahead, Don. That's one of it. Yeah, go open the comments.
Hey, Chai, this is Jim, KATYJ. Bob up in Milford. I know you just got the scanner yesterday. You may want to go on the Uniden website and check what firmware version they're up to. I think they're on 1.08, if I remember last time I checked radio reference. So you may want to do the updates for that scanner if you haven't done them already.
Yeah, I think I appreciate that. I think it's Jim. Yeah, name is Bob. I just did it about a half hour ago. I figured I'd try the radio for a while yesterday, and then today I did the update. So thank you for that information. Yeah, at 1.08, I believe it is. It was 107 in there. And I was surprised it didn't have the newest coming right from the factory. I got it right from Uniden Direct. And surprisingly, it didn't have the newest firmware in there, but there was no big deal putting it in, so 1.08 is in there. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, I wonder if you actually picked that call sign to correspond with your name and the word Uniden.
That call sign goes back to 84 when I got the license, so it would have been nice, but I don't have that, I guess, a long-ranging type of thought. I'm surprised Uniden hasn't contacted me about selling the call sign to him.
You never know. Drop some hints. Okay, speaking of radios, listed on the Universal Radio website was, for the longest time now, a DRM-capable radio called the Uniwave. And people wondering, you know, when is it going to come out? You know, it's a portable radio that will do AM, FM, and DRM, as well as analog shortwave transmissions. And the Universal Radio website has the item here, 2009, but they still don't get the price for it. On the DRM mailing list, there have been a couple of models already purchased through some mail order houses. And one of the guys that picked it up had it delivered to him in Ohio earlier this week. And he's panning it from one end of the room to the other, saying that basically, well, the DRM sort of works okay. The radio is deaf in the AM broadcast band. He can't hear some clear channel stations in his own neighborhood. So we're just waiting to hear if it's just a bump unit or something wrong with the design. But time will tell. You know, we'll just have to see what's going on. Now, maybe he got an advanced version of it. Who knows? But that's where things stand at the moment. I know there's been a few members on our list, especially Ed, who's looking forward to one. And I know a few other people, like myself. You know, this would be a nice little thing to have if it actually does what it says it's going to do. But I'd rather just wait a little bit and see what happens to these guys in the other parts of the country who already have it and have a situation with it. So as soon as we get some updates, I'll forward that to everybody. Hi guys, sorry, somebody trying to check in? Okay. In response to the email that we sent out, that was forwarded to us by W2DAB, a link for a shortwave radio project. Got a quick message from Jim in the most southernmost part of New York State, Cottonville, Staten Island. Says that it's an updated one published in something called Design Ideas in August of 1944. And based upon a quick check of his junk box, he's got enough parts to put it together, so looks like he might kill him. Well, let us know how you make out, Jim, and report how well it works. And interesting about the name, too. Okay, I've already gotten a list from Phil, W2LIE, and from Bob, W2SQQ, also some other information forwarded by Metro Fire. What we're looking to do is compile a list of all the different buff groups, recording groups that you can find on the radio. There are different ones. There are city-based ones like we have here in the five boroughs. There's smaller ones in different towns throughout suburbia. There's some that are linked together that are quite expensive. Some impressive systems that they have. So if you have any of your favorite ones, please email them in. We'll compile them into a list and shoot them out to everybody. But sometimes you can find information on these frequencies that would save you from having to listen to some of the service agencies on a constant basis. You know, let them call out important jobs, so to speak, and report them. I know a lot of people do that rather than listen to an open service agency. They just listen to one of these groups that serve their area, and they hear more important things going on. So if you have a list of interesting ones for your area, please send them in. You know, who they are, what frequency, what PL or DPL that they're using. Are they linked to a particular larger organization, or are there frequencies that are linked together to cover a wider area? You know, please put that in your email.
PL 1148.
I hope everybody made use of the listing for the New York, New Jersey malls and stores. Frequency listing that we sent out last week before Thanksgiving. I'm sure some of you have already made use of it in your
travels between Friday and the weekend. Hopefully you found something interesting. If you found any updates or changes to the list, please send them in so you can update everybody via email. Okay, let's see. I'm going to stand by for any late check-ins before I go ahead with some of the things that I have. This is N1, I'll be with the show with and standard list is N. Any late check-ins or any additional travel? Don't pay attention to the noisy link on the system. Okay, any late check-ins, please go ahead.
www.coaa.co.uk is the British website. And there's also something else called AIS Plot, which is another piece of software. There is a wiki page on Radio Reference. Just search for AIS and you'll see the link right there. So it might be something to play with, especially when the colder winter months keep you indoors. And you want to expand the capability of your receiving station to include some of the digital modes as well. And speaking of digital modes on the shortwave bands, especially the utility portion of the spectrum, which is outside of the amateur radio band and outside of the shortwave broadcast, portion of the band. There's some channels that use a pulse, ELE, automatic latency pushment. And by having a list of frequencies programmed into a radio, they can ping each other and find which frequency has the better propagation path, and then they'll switch voice operations to that frequency. If you use a piece of software called PCALE, you'll be able to follow some of this data, and sometimes even figure out who is on these different frequencies, because they'll identify what unit they are, whether it be military or ship or airplane or diplomatic frequencies. Yeah, a lot of different government stuff is up there that uses ALE. So you can download the software for free and run it on your PC, pick up the audio and just run it through the sound card and let it start taking apart what the data stream is. Okay, and on the scanner front, the New York City DO-IT UHF trunking system, they've been doing a lot more testing of talk groups, which seem to be corresponding with what fire department and EMS should be using. Based on what popped up already, any talk group between 3920 and 5872, they all seem to be related to different functions within the fire department and EMS. Now, we do know about some of the special event talk groups. There are three talk groups being used for the advanced life support ambulances, for the heart monitors to send the telemetry back. There's been a couple of mentions of locations which seem to correspond to the fire marshals, so that still needs to be verified. And there's a few more that have been doing some voice and tone checks, as well as some voices that sound very close to some of the EMS talk groups up on 800. So if you're following the New York City DO-IT UHF system, keep an eye between the talk groups 3920 and 5872. Okay. Any other late check-ins or comments or questions before we wrap it up? This is S108. Okay, well, we'll wrap it up at this point, and there's a frequency I sent out a few days ago, 169.600 at the federal band. If you hear anything on there, please share it so that everybody else can see what's going on. We think it's going to be a new interop frequency with the Federal Protection Service, but who knows, there seems to be different agencies simulcast on there, not just federal, but who knows what it is. All right, 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. This is Antoine, I'll be clear.